cosmos, a continuation on that cosmic model, just hour ago or something. So why is this important? Why did I take the trouble to write this whole book just to lead you to this point? Yeah, so what? And you are very right. Because of what use is any science unless it makes a difference? A positive difference to us in our daily lives, real lives. Now, first of all, this model explains basically all the ancient cosmological models, those enigmatic drawings, symbols. But you can enter into it, because that is the very point of it. You don't look at it from the outside. I see here a picture of someone looking at this model with an eye out there. You look from here, from the end, from where you are, and then the entire world will line itself up around you in the right way. And the right way being realizing gradually what this tree of life actually means. It means different levels of existence. And there you got it in the Indian Puranic version. There are the seven talas and the seven lokas and the seven chakras. And if you're into that kind of knowledge, you will notice how beautifully it fits here in a macrocosm model. And if you're a Vaishnava, you see how this model is realized through the Achintya Bheda Bheda Tattva, these tattvas that are there at the very core essence of the Vaishnava Siddhanta, you could say. It's there. There's the Purusha, Bhagavan. And there's the Pindanda, the Jivas. Qualitatively the same, but quantitatively little sparks. So here is the macrocosm, the biggest you could ever think of, and even more. And the same model shows our microcosm, your cosmos as it appears to you right now. Isn't that beautiful? So, I mean, for such a long time now, people have been all hooked up into religions, fighting about which one is the best. But at least I get a glimpse here by looking way back in this very, very old knowledge that we are talking about here. That this is like pre-religion. It's the age of, I wouldn't even say spiritual science, because the word spiritual kind of was created by the religions. But just a very solid and sophisticated science of life, you could say. Science of the world, of existence. Because that's where it matters the most. The cosmos of life. So, and when you take all of this, which is a next step, which may be a complete natural next step for many and maybe a hurdle for others, but we will try to facilitate that next step, because it's always a next step. It is then to see how experience, you could say, how your own life looks so different when you look at this way rather than this way, when we show the our cosmic model and the other one, someone looking at you as a tiny little dot somewhere down there and a little piece of grain in a big space. Insignificant, meaningless. We could put little captions there to the images, I don't know. And when you find yourself living in a cosmos of life rather than of emptiness and death,